This is Kobe Carey pepping kettlebells with Bo, where flavor meets fitness, so welcome to the show. This is an event where we interview the experts, top coaches, athletes, all the keys to get to work for the balanced life that we all looking for. Swinging kettlebells overhead, we rising from the floor. I'ma hand it off to Bo so he can set the vibe. So when you rate the pod, nothing less than a 5. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Kopi, Curry Pub and Kettlebells with Bo, when flavor meet fitness. I'm your host, Bo. Welcome to another episode of Kopi, Curry Pub and Kettlebells with Bo. So I'm your host, Bo, and today we have a special guest with us here, Jack. Okay, Jack is not just a fitness enthusiast, but a dedicated hard style kettlebell specialist. And one of Singapore's proud. Why is it raining, Jack?
I don't know. Why is it raining?
Anyway, it's okay. So Jack is strong fit,
strong first.
Strong first. One of the coaches in Singapore.
Yes.
Strong first kettlebell certified coach.
Yes.
So Jack believes in, you know, staying healthy. You have a healthy body, which can lead to success in all aspects of life. Yeah.
Yep.
So he's here today to share insights on the kettlebell sport, the training style, and his journey towards building his community at Metamorphosis Fitness. Okay, so welcome, Jack. So maybe, Jack, you want to tell us a bit more about yourself?
Thank you, Hawking. Thanks for having me. So a little bit about myself. I'm Jack. So I've been dabbling into kettlebells for, let's see, since 2015, 2016, I started using kettlebells. And then I only dive fully into that in 2017 or so. So yeah, prior to that, I've been doing ultra endurance races. So ultra marathons, Spartan races and things like that. So what happened is you might be interested, how does someone from an endurance background actually transit into doing more kettlebell stuff?
Yeah.
So it all started when, so I love endurance races, and even now I still love endurance stuff. Yeah. But when I first started doing ultra marathons back in 2013, I did my first 100K. And then subsequently when I dive more and more into running, I start to experience, you know, common ultra marathon running overuse injuries like ITB and things like that. So it became quite bad apparently. And then it didn't allow me to run as much. So I went to see a sports doctor, and then, you know, he advised me, hey, you know, it's not good for you to run too long a distance and things like that, lah. So of course he discouraged me from doing all those, but along the way, I still like running a lot. So I told myself, hey, you know what? I'm going to continue to train, but of course I'm going to tweak my training a little bit so that I can continue to pursue the sport of ultra marathon running. And that's when I discovered kettlebells. Yeah. So kettlebells, why I liked it is because it is very versatile. So it allows me to build strength in the legs, full body. And also at the same time, it offers me an element of conditioning through your swings, cleans and snatches. So it's a perfect cross-training tool for an ultra endurance athlete like myself. So like, let's say during times when I cannot run, I'll get in sessions on the kettlebell. It helps to get my strength up, strengthen my legs, so that, you know, it reduces the pain of the ITB syndrome. And then also on top of that, still allow me to gain the conditioning. And then over time, as I get to move along, you know, I start to train people after I graduate from university. I also adopted kettlebell as my main training tool, because before Metamorphosis have a space here at Henderson, I used to be mobile. So we used to conduct classes at Kallang Practice Track and also the stadium area. So what we'll do is we'll usually bring our equipment down and then we'll train people over there. So naturally, if we look at it, other than body weight, the next best thing will be kettlebells, because it's transportable, very portable, and then it allows us to do a lot of different kind of exercises. So, which is why, you know, with that, when I'm starting to train people, I dive even further into the craft of kettlebell training. So that's how I dive into the world of kettlebell.
I see. Yeah. So Jack, you know this thing on strong first.
Yep.
Okay, I've seen a lot of Instagram posts and follow a few kettlebell coaches. Actually, this strong first certification, I think not many people in Singapore is a certified coach for strong first. So maybe can you tell me more, why do you want to train? What's in it for me?
Right.
When you train with strong first.
Right. I understand. So for strong first, it is actually a school of strength. It started by Pavel Saksulin. So they are, I think mainly they, when they first started, they started in the States, and then it got revolutionized around the world itself. And why I chose strong first, actually, you know, when I first started teaching group classes and things like that, I'm actually looking for a kettlebell cert to actually dive further into the craft. There are plenty around, and it just so happened that Strong First actually came to Singapore in 2018. Strong First, the very first Strong First instructor kettlebell certification actually came to Singapore. So I decided to sign up for it. And ever since then, I have not looked back. What I really like about the system is that in for all the Strong First instructor certification, kettlebell, barbell, or body weight, they actually dive very deep into specific movements which helps you to get stronger. And they also teach you required skill or strength that comes along with the technique to perform this movement better. So what they want to do is, you know, they are a huge advocate of strength. They're a huge advocate of getting people to become stronger. And looking at the motto, you know why is they put strength first, it's strong first. They believe that the master quality is strength. With strength comes everything else. You become healthier, you can become more enduring, and that's how everything functions together. The course itself, the instructor certification itself is pretty hands-on compared to maybe some of the other courses that I take. So what they do is we actually have a lot of practical sessions. So we'll go through a movement. For example, let's say in terms of the kettlebell instructor cert, teaching someone how to swing, we actually start from teaching the deadlift first, learning the drills and such. Then from there, we move on. Once they are proficient in the deadlift, we learn all the drills to build the person up to a deadlift. We'll move on to teaching them how to set up for the swing, and then how to actually start learning how to swing, and also how to troubleshoot the swing. And that itself is going to take many hours just on this movement itself. So for the level one cert, kettlebell cert, it is actually a 3-day course which dives deep into six movements, only six movements. So you can look at how detailed the certification is. And on top of that, in order to graduate as an instructor, you will need to be able to complete series of tests. So mainly the technique tests. Mm-hmm. Of course, you need to be able to perform the movements well as an instructor so that you can demonstrate it for your students, right? They require it to be performed at a certain weight. So what this means is you need to spend enough time training with the kettlebell so that you can, number one, reach a certain level of proficiency in the technique, and also number two, reach a certain level of strength so that you can carry yourself as a fitness professional. Then, of course, on top of that, you also have your infamous snatch test. Your 5-minute snatch test.
Okay.
100 reps with, it depends on the body weight. For males, it'll be 20 kilos, 24 or 20 kilos,
okay,
depending on what's your weight class. For ladies, it's 12 kilos and 16 kilos.
So the minimum for a snatch test, depending on body weight, so it's about 20 kilos. So if you got to do a 5-minute
snatch test.
Snatch test, okay.
Yes.
You talk about the sixth, when the level one cert for strong first. You said there is about six movements. So those are basic movements.
Yes, I would say that they are basic. They are the foundation to hardstyle kettlebell training. So basically, we have the level one and level two cert. But of course, most of the time we spend a lot of time on the level one movements, which are mainly your swings, your cleans, your snatches, your overhead strict press, your double kettlebell front squat, and also the Turkish get up. Yeah. So these are the fundamental movements that once you actually build proficiency and thereafter strength to it, you will become a lot stronger and a lot more functional.
So the six basic, the basic kettlebell
movements.
The is there any minimum weight that we usually do use, or, you know, is there like to pass the test, every you have to do like 20 kilo?
Yes. So usually what happens is, let's say, so when you go into, and this is an instructor cert. Okay. So there will be a belt which you will need to use for your 5-minute snatch test based on weight category, right? So that will be the weight that you use to test for these 6 movements. So for example, let's say we talk about swings, they'll be testing the one-arm swing, and you can look for all this on the strong first side. They're actually located on the strong first side. You need to do 10 single-arm swings with your snatch test belt. Then for the Turkish get-up, 1 rep on each side. The cleans will be 5 double kettlebell cleans with 2 kettlebells snatch size. So that means if you're snatching a 20, you need to clean a pair of 20s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Squats, same thing. Double kettlebell front squats. If you're snatching a 20, squat with double 20. The press will be a single arm press. If you're using a 20, you press 20 for 5 reps. And then, of course, before you take the technique test, you need to be able to demonstrate that you can do your snatches safely with your snatch size belt. So usually, like, let's say if you're snatching a 20, during the technique test, it'll bring you through the 5 reps of snatches with 20. Of course, let's say if you cannot demonstrate that you have safe technique or it is not stable, maybe you don't have the strength, you will not be allowed to take the snatch test. Yeah.
Okay, so that's quite tiring.
Yes.
To do all those things. So the test goes back to back.
Yes. And of course, there'll be ample time to rest in between. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is, during the course itself, the test only happens on the third day and the snatch test only happens all the way at the end.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So maybe, Jack, could you dive deeper into your training philosophy?
Yep.
Because you mentioned training with a purpose.
Yep.
Yeah. So how does this type of training plays a role in your program, and how do you tailor them to individual needs, from personal training to boot camp? Because I know at Metamorphosis there is OCR,
yep.
There is boot camp,
yes.
There are kettlebells.
Yes.
Because you know, I personally attend Jack's classes, you know, every Thursdays or, you know, sometimes on Tuesdays. So I've seen all these workout of the day, which is written on the board.
Yep.
So I've seen there's calisthenics, yep, and everything. So basically, there's so many different types of training, yep, that you conduct.
Yes.
So maybe, how do you tailor to each individual needs of each person who comes to you and say he wanted to train?
Right. So at Metamorphosis, we have generally for group classes, we have 2 different kind of group classes. The first is Meta Bootcamp. The second is Meta Program. So we'll talk about Meta Program first because it's our flagship program. Ever since we started in 2017, what happens is we have the vision of actually bringing personalization or individualization to a group class setting, because we feel that that is actually the best way for an individual to improve and at the same time experience the social aspect of training together. You know, you get everyone to push each other along, you get more motivated with a positive environment around. So how we actually conduct the program is it has evolved over the years, and we are striving to improve it even more along the way. Currently, what we do is for mental program, we have a grand total of 5 training tracks right now. We have the generalist training track, the kettlebell training track, the calisthenics track, the OCR track, which we talk about getting people ready for high rocks or Spartan races, and then also the endurance track, which people will embark on if they want to get better at running faster. And how we actually juggle all this is actually each of these training platform, or rather these training tracks, they have their own focus. So the program itself generally have an overall focus, and then it is actually determined by the community. So I'll explain a little bit more about that later, but let's say maybe we dive into the whole idea of the generalist training track. Mm. So for the generalist training track, basically what we do is it's a general strength conditioning training track whereby we actually have a warm-up segment followed by strength segment, then a conditioning segment, and then we will finish off with some accessory work itself. And how we do this is we actually run on a 3-times-a-week program. So Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. So each of these days, they will have a specific focus. And then over a 4 to 6 week training block, this, let's say the Tuesday vertical will continue to build on itself. The Thursday will continue to build on itself, and then Saturday will continue to build on itself to ensure that there's a continuity of the training process. So let's say if you are doing maybe say presses and deadlifts on Tuesdays, for the next 4 to 6 Tuesday, you'll be doing presses and deadlifts. Of course, we are implementing some form of progressive overload in that aspect. And then, of course, the conditioning will also push in that aspect. Thursday will have one vertical, Saturday will have one vertical itself. Now, how do we have individualization based on that? So with that being said, individualization can happen with the help of coaches. So rather than the coaches dictating the tempo of the class, what we do is we will have the tempo of the class being dictated by the students themselves. So there needs to be a certain level of discipline to run through the program on their own and based on what is dictated on the program itself. And then what we do as coaches is we will go around helping with form checks, tweaking of the form, helping with load selection, educating our students how to select the training load so that they will elicit the right adaptations. And then also, of course, if there's a need to deviate from the program, maybe to actually plug in the gap in terms of cleaning up certain techniques or learning a certain skill or strength, we can actually deviate slightly just to plug in the gap and then pulling back them back into the program itself. So that is the way we actually put in individualization into a group training program itself. So, yep.
So when these people who come and join Metamorphosis,
yep.
I can see that that's, there's like a community that yes. you are building here at Metamorphosis.
Yep.
So what's the ethos behind this community, and can someone expect when they join, this fitness community that you are building here?
It's actually interesting. Like when we first started out, it was maybe a group of only about 10 to 12 people back in 2017. And then it's actually heartwarming to see that it has grown. And a lot of it has been word of mouth. So you'll see that different groups, basically you have one whole group that comes together, and then someone will bring a friend in, and eventually it will grow. But what we actually, over time, I found out that what actually helps everyone to stick together is that, we are actually inclusive. So while there is that competitive element inside, but, everyone is happy for each other's successes.
Yeah.
And also everyone also wants to improve because everyone else is improving. So I think it's a very positive environment that we have here. And the most important thing is that regardless of where you are, we will still be cheering for you. Let's say maybe you are someone who is just starting out. You have people who, let's say if maybe they see you struggling with certain things, they might give you certain tips for those who have been training long enough to actually help you get better at it, so on and so forth. So I think it's a pretty fun place. I look forward to teaching here every day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also after them long enough, then you start to get all this bantering going on, people disturbing each other. So yeah, I think it's a very heartwarming community. So you can expect stuff like that, after you get to know people, you can start to joke around a little bit, and then just be yourself at this space.
Because I seen this community came together was during the Meta Games.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So I see that's a lot of, it was my first time, when I come to training, I usually see about, 6 people, 10 people, 12 people. But on that day when there was this Meta Games, which you do it annually, right?
Yep, yep.
So I've seen the community come together. It's like a whole lot of like a sports day.
Yes.
So
yes.
I really seen firsthand that your community that you are building at Metamorphosis, it's really quite spectacular to say, because really I seen them cheering each other,
Yes.
So what was the intention when you started out and you do this Meta Games?
Okay. So the whole idea for Meta Games, like, basically is to commemorate the yearly anniversary of Metamorphators. It first started out when we didn't have the space. What we'll do last time is before Henderson, we will actually book an event space, you know, just for everyone to come by. We'll have food, everyone just to meet each other and just to have a good time. But since now we have a space over here, I think it's a pretty fun idea to have everyone gather together and then, you know, just pushing each other along, because I mean, ultimately everyone's here for fitness, right? Mm. So I think it's a good avenue for everyone to come together to just push each other on the fitness end of things. And then from there, we transit into, say, the after party or the party side of things itself. So the interesting thing is at Metamorphators, we have a lot of small pockets of communities. So if you come for class at different times of the day, at different times of the week, I mean, you'll see different communities. And these communities, they actually come on these specific days. So it's quite interesting. And then they will just follow through. It becomes a routine for them. So having also this meta game itself actually brings everyone together so that, you know, we basically it's a chance for everyone to have fun together and also to know more people, because maybe someday you only come on Tuesdays, but you may not meet someone on Friday. And this is a good avenue for, hey, you know, to meet each other. And the world is very small. So sometimes when they get together, then they say, hey, you're here. Yeah, I'm training here. Yeah, you don't know. So I think that's the beauty of having the games, you know, just bringing people together and then continue to build the community. Mm. Yes.
Okay, so Jack, I've seen that you've been busy exploring new training methods,
yes,
like the barbells.
Yes.
Because I've seen that you attended, there's this course.
The Strong First Lifter course. Yes.
Strong First Lifter course, you know. So can you share how these methods complement the kettlebell training and what benefits do they bring to, you know, the community at Metamorphators?
So I feel that right now, predominantly, Metamorphators will still be very kettlebell centric. I still find that kettlebell itself is still more versatile, in my own opinion. I feel that it's still more versatile and more, it's more friendly to the general population. And I also like how kettlebell is able to provide well-rounded set of fitness itself. Now, with that being said, exploring other implements like the barbell or the bodyweight itself, I just basically want to expose myself a little bit more to other implements out there. And, you know, through that itself, I find that there are space pockets of spaces which the various implements can better feel compared to the kettlebell itself. So, for example, let's say for the barbell, it is better known for building strength in the lower body by having smaller increments compared to the kettlebell, which has larger increments. It's easier for me to load up a barbell more accurately, mm-hmm, whereas the kettlebells, I got to take bigger jumps. And in order to lift, say, a heavy lift for the leg, say, for example, a squat or a deadlift, the kettlebell, you may get into some very cumbersome position because the bells get bigger,
yeah,
and then it's harder to hold onto. Whereas for the barbell, you know, it's just one bar and you can do the plates. It's easy to get in your lower body work done. It's easier to load a lot more on your lower body.
Mm.
Now, with that being said, on the case of the barbell, after training it for myself,
mm-hmm,
I feel that compared to a kettlebell, the barbell itself is less forgiving in the sense whereby the body has to accommodate to the bar. Whereas for the kettlebell, there is a higher degree of maneuverability. Let's say if you're just starting out and maybe if you have some mobility restrictions. So ultimately, whoever that's coming in to Meta will have to go through the bell side of things first, making sure that they have built up the required strength, the required mobility, spend some time on it before working with a bit of barbell work. Yeah.
So when you talk about barbells, are they like Olympic snatchers type of barbell or just the normal deadlift, pull, the bent over rows, the squats, you know?
Yes. So we don't specialize in Olympic weightlifting, and we don't intend to, because ultimately, the sport of Olympic weightlifting is very technical and it is not immediately accessible, to the general population. So for us, when we talk about barbell work, it's really, the power lifts, the deadlifts, the squats, maybe a bench press, your military press for sure. We do a lot of overhead pressing here. And why all this is because there is a system itself. So when you are actually working with kettlebells, you are already exposed to your squats, your deadlifts, your overhead presses. When you transit over to the barbell work, the skill or strength are, I would say, 90% transferable. The only slight differences are because the bar is less accommodating, as you spoken about. You need to be able to get your body into certain positions so they can execute those lifts. So in a certain extent, let's say if someone who has trained with kettlebell for a while, working with barbell will give you a specialized variety stimulus, which is great if, let's say, your progress stalls a little bit. And also on top of that, you know, it just gives you a bit more variety to work around with. But ultimately, if you want to go back to kettlebell, yeah, by all means, you know, it's easy to transit back as well.
So Jack, your personal fitness journey is quite inspiring. So maybe can you share some advice to the listeners who are looking to kickstart their fitness journey or take their training to the next level?
So I feel that in terms of my fitness journey, I'm glad that, you know, it is inspiring for people. And for me, all the while, right, I think it's about having the persistence in whatever that you do. So a lot of times, you know, sometimes I'll see people, you know, they will do a certain thing, then they'll change, and you'll change and change. I think it's important that in order to hit a certain goal that you want to reach, there is a continuity of the training process itself. So having the continuity of the training process is very important. It took me, and I think it's because of my background in ultra endurance racing, that allows me to have that persistence to stick through with something for a long period of time. It took me 4 years to hit, let's say, for example, the Beast Tamer goal. So, and then with anything that you do, it's important to follow through. So funny enough, I had this question before, like, how are you able to actually, you know, maintain, say, a certain body weight, strength goals, kettlebell strength goals. And then on top of that, I can still layer on building the barbell strength for the lifters course, because you have to hit a certain prerequisite. And my answer to them is always, you know, you need to be diligent with the training. You know, let's say if you have many goals, choose one goal and then hit that goal first. Once you hit that goal, you maintain. You try your best to maintain, put that on the maintenance, and then you shift to another goal and you work your way up towards it while maintaining that. Sometimes you need not even try that hard to maintain, because the goals that you have might be complementary. So take, for example, let's say if I'm working towards, and I'll just use strong first, various strong first achievements, because it's easier to relate since we are doing a lot of kettlebell here. For example, let's say if you want to hit, say, I want to do a beast tamer, which is your 48, which requires you to maybe for men to press 40 kg, for ladies press 24 kg. And then you also want to do your SFG, strong first Gira level 1 kettlebell certification.
When you talk about Beast Tamer, is it a different type of course or?
It is a challenge, which is required to be done at any strong first instructor certification.
I see. I thought Beast Tamer, you know, like, you know, you tame your beast.
Tame
dog or what?
No. Yeah. Yeah. So those, okay. So for the Beast Tamer, basically, or for the Iron Maiden for that matter, it's a ladies version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's a strength challenge that's dished out by Strong First. So for men or for lady, ladies will use 24 kg kettlebell, men will use 40 kg kettlebell. You're supposed to do a pistol with it, an overhead press with it, and also a pull up with it to neck level. Yeah, that's the goal. So for example, if you want to work towards that, and then you want to work towards your kettlebell instructor certification, firstly, then you need to weigh which one you want to do first. Maybe say I want to do the certification first, because I need to hit that goal first before I can hit the Mr. Mel Iron Maiden. I hit that. Then I need to maintain my snatch test. Correct. So once I hit that goal, I build towards the strength component. So in order to build towards the strength component, I'll continue building strength. But at the same time, you still don't want to just go all in on that and then neglect whatever things I built so far. So it's very easy to actually maintain your whatever that you built up to. You just need to execute it like, say, once a week. So let's say if you're trying to maintain your snatch test, snatch at least once or twice a week. You don't need to go at that kind of intensity, but maybe go at 80% of what you usually do. And from there, it's easy to just maintain it. Then let's say once you hit that goal, maybe you want to move on to, say, body weight, right? Same thing. You can just continue, maybe say, pressing the bell once a week. And then the rest of the time you spend building up, maybe say, your one-on-one leg push-up, or say, working towards a heavier pull-up. Yeah. A lot of times, if it's strength goals, they transfer. Yeah. So it need not have too much focus to maintain. Maybe about once or twice a week is good. Just takes time.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you've been training or coaching people since 2017. So, for the past, say, how many? 8 years, right? 8 years?
Six years. 6 years. 2017, 2023. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my math's no good. So the past 6 years.
Yes.
Could you share a memorable success story or, transformation of your client or, of those who have attended Metamorphosis, that showcases the impact of your training methods?
Actually, this is I think it's one of the most fulfilling part of starting Metamorphosis. Always glad to see, like, I have many cases that I'm very happy of. And usually it comes when you see their journey through the highs and the lows, and eventually they attain their goal. So one of them is definitely someone who first come in, cannot do a lunge and all, have problem doing pull-ups, and then subsequently being able to do pull-ups, then being able to do double kettlebell front squats at double 24 kilos, and even doing weighted pistols. Yeah, so that's great. That's great. So when I saw the transcript, I was like, wow, and all within a span of less than a year, just because they are dedicated to craft, they have the mindset, the focus.
Mental resilience.
Yes, to stick through the course of things and to train purposefully. And that's how they got it. There are also many cases of push-ups, not being able to do push-ups all the way to being able to get their first push-ups. And we see things like cases like someone who is a bit older, like maybe they have problems squatting, but over the course of the year or so, what we have actually done is to build them up to squatting well, then being able to lunge well, and then from there, being able to do a full Turkish get up without weights, then to being able to do a Turkish get up with a weight. And all this happened with someone who is a bit older, in their late 60s. So it's really very inspiring for me to actually personally witness all this growth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jack, maybe as we wrap up, what exciting plans or projects do you have in store for Metamorphosis and your coaching journey in the near future?
So we have plans, and ultimately what we hope to do is to continue to impact more people's lives. Whoever that steps through our doors, we hope that they will become the strongest version of themselves and also develop the confidence to work with kettlebells. Even if, let's say, they continue, maybe they decided not to train with us after that. So at least we hope that that is something they take away. And on top of that, what we are looking to do is also to run a lot more kettlebell courses, user courses, to introduce people to kettlebells and how to work with kettlebells safely. Because I feel that it it is not something that a lot of people actually knows how to do. And not a lot of people want to go into a gym and instinctively pick up a kettlebell. They will usually want to pick up the barbell or the dumbbell. So by opening more of these user calls, we hope that they'll learn a bit more about kettlebells and they'll understand the usage of kettlebells and the benefits that kettlebell can provide so that they can work more with it. So yep, that's the plan.
Okay. So maybe Jack, last question. You know, where actually can the listeners out there who are listening to the podcast learn more about your coaching services at Metamorphitus?
So if you're interested to find out more about Metamorphitus, to maybe train with us on a group class setting or on a personal training setting, you know, you can reach out to us on Instagram. So you can search for us at Metamorphitus, or you can DM me at my personal page at the fitness extremist. I'll be behind the Instagram page. So I'll be able to reply to you. Or you can visit our website at www.metamorphitus.com. Okay. You can also drop a response at the contact segment to contact me as well.
I see.
Yep.
Yep. So thank you so much, Jack, for sharing this incredible journey of yours, your training philosophy, and also insights into the world of Mahat style kettlebell.
Yes.
Which you are advocating.
Yes.
Yeah? So to all our listeners out there, you know, remember that fitness is not just about physical strength.
Yep.
As what Jack said, it's also about mental strength, mental resilience, and purposeful training.
Yep.
So be sure actually to connect with Jack and explore more the transformative power of kettlebell training at Metamorphitus, because I myself started training at Metamorphitus like about 4 or 5 months ago, and actually I see a bit of a difference which, you know, have impacted me while training, because, you know, besides like Jack said, you know, the training here, although it's user centric, but with the watchful eyes of the coaches.
Yep.
So it's like on time, on target, check what's the workout of the day. And then Jack and the other coaches will actually guide you along.
Yep.
On the form check, which, Jack have said earlier. So until next time, Jack, thank you so much, for talking to me at this Kopi Curry Pub and Kettlebells with Bo. So thank you so much.
Thanks
and I hope, you know, everyone to actually stay strong.
Yes, stay strong.
Stay mindful and keep pursuing your fitness goals. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Habib. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jack. Thank you so much. It's quite an insightful conversation that we have here.
I'm glad it's insightful and I'm glad it's helpful.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much. I hope you have learned a bit more about kettlebell, hard style kettlebell. So until next time, I see you around for the next episode of Kopi, Curry Pop and Kettlebells with Bo, when flavor meets fitness. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you around. Bye-bye.
And until next time, we appreciate you listening without a doubt. Stirring up our blend of wellness to help you out. Glad we energize your soul, fire up your passion. Hope you take what you just heard, put it into action. On the journey, getting strong, while you sipping on the Kopi, feeling good all day long. Holla at us next time, yeah, we'll see you then. Follow us on IG, go and tell a friend. When flavor meets fitness, this is Bo, check us out, yo.